Describe a time that you gave a talk to a group of people. 1. What benefits does the internet bring to communication? The internet has totally revolutionized the way the world communicates. We've come a long way since the days of carrier pigeons. The internet makes it possible for us to connect instantly and for free to anyone with an internet connection and a device that can connect to it. Before internet calling, you would have to pay a small fortune in long distance fees if you placed a call to a different area code. The internet has made communication instant and more accessible. 2. Which one is better, being a communicator or a listener? Listening is an integral part of communicating. I would say that you need to be a good listener in order to communicate effectively. In life, everyone just wants to feel seen, heard, and valued. Humans want to feel understood by their peers and by the world. There's nothing worse than a loudmouth who blabbers on and on while no one else can get a word in edgewise. So I'd say that listening is more important when it comes to being an effective communicator. 3. What qualities does a person need to have to be a communicator? Well, to become a skilled communicator, I think it's important to explain your ideas in a clear and organized way so that people understand you. In addition, you need to pay attention to the listener's reactions and emotions. If they seem disinterested or unengaged, you have to quickly adjust your communication style or content. Besides, giving positive feedback to the listener is another important aspect of effective communication. It encourages them to continue engaging in the conversation. 4. Why do some people dislike using the internet to communicate? Some people find communicating online impersonal, especially those from older generations who were born before the invention of the internet. It's true that we can get a much better idea of what someone is like from a face-to-face interaction than we can through text or email. This isn't surprising, considering how much of communication is made up of non-verbal cues. It's also much easier to empathize with a person you can meet in real life than a person you've only communicated with online. So for these reasons, it's easy to understand why some people don't enjoy communicating online. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。